This is Dakota Daybook for March 14th. Beryl McLean was born on May 12, 1896. He married his sweetheart in 1918 after returning from World War I. He began his law enforcement career with the Aberdeen, South Dakota Police Department. In 1936, his family moved to Ellendale, North Dakota, where he became the chief of police. McLean joined the North Dakota Highway Patrol in 1941, serving for 7 years out of the Jamestown office before transferring to Napoleon. July 30, 1954 started as a normal day. McLean made his usual stop at the coffee shop before heading towards Lemoore, where he was scheduled to assist with a traffic stop and conduct safety checks on vehicles. The sheriff's office had received a call about a disturbance caused by rowdy, heavily intoxicated fishermen who had fled the scene. The sheriff and a patrolman headed west on Highway 13 to catch up with the suspects. 6 miles west of Lemoore, they came across a crash scene. It was worse than they could have imagined. The fleeing suspects had collided head-on with McLean's 1953 Ford patrol car. One suspect was being transported to the hospital, while the other two remained at the scene. McLean was killed instantly. The investigation revealed that the suspect's westbound car was entirely in the eastbound lane. Although the situation seemed straightforward, justice moved slowly. On this date, in 1955, Judge Porter set the trial for the driver, Ernest Anderson, in Lemoore County District Court. Before the trial, Anderson reached a plea deal. The charge was reduced from first-degree to second-degree manslaughter, and Anderson pleaded guilty. He was sentenced to 1 to 3 years in prison. Over the 90-year history of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, only one trooper had fallen in the line of duty. Beryl McLean was laid to rest in Highland Home Cemetery in Jamestown. His grave was initially marked with a small headstone. In 2022, the North Dakota Troopers Association dedicated a new tombstone featuring the North Dakota State Patrol emblem and McLean's badge number, Badge 18. Today's Dakota Daybook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.